Steve Jobs, the CEO and co-founder of Apple, he once said, "Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking," he says. "Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it." It's also been said that if you can find something you love to do, you will never work a day in your life. So what do you do? And what is your passion? Are those two answers different? Well, how can they be brought together? This meditation from the third chapter of Colossians will help you see work in a fresh light. Combine work with passion and passion with work, and encounter God in the process. That will be the easy part, because focusing on God will bring passion to all that you do. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. But start now by taking a moment to settle yourself and arrange yourself to be mindful, aware, and present with God now in this moment. Just relax your eyes and your posture into one of stillness. Your body, your mind, your eyes, all closing softly as you become present with God, His Spirit, and His Son. The Lord God has sent out His light and truth that they may lead you and bring you into His holy hill, into His dwelling. The Lord is in His holy temple. Keep silent now before Him. The hour comes, and now is, when you shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks you to worship Him. Worship Him now in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence now naturally transform into a moment of prayer, not of words, but of presence. Encounter God here. Let your prayer be less about words and more about being, less about asking and more about being satisfied, simply being in His presence. Encounter God now in your way, your heart, and in your time. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God, alert to His Spirit and mindful of Christ, in your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes as you breathe deep, slow breaths. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing. Just be aware of it. Continue now with this reminder of Paul's teaching in this passage. Lord God, it is You that I serve. As you breathe in, just silently remember, Lord God, it is You. As you exhale, silently remember that I serve. Keep breathing and praying. Lord God, it is You that I serve. Lord God, it is You that I serve. Take a few more moments now to be present with God, aware of you breathing the breath of God, as you whisper, Lord God, it is You that I serve. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note now of how you feel in His presence. What emotions do you feel in His presence? Letting Him be your focus. Who do you serve? Who do you strive to impress, and for what purpose? Lord God, it is You that I serve. Stay there centering on that truth for 1 minute. Your mind will drift and wander, but simply take note of the wandering and use it as a cue to focus back on God, letting Him be your focus. That returning back, that focusing back, is an exercise to strive for in this time of meditation. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You'll listen to it in 3 times of widening reflection, not meant to analyze or interpret. Just be present with it. Listen to the first sacred reading and listen for the Holy Spirit to center your mind on something special for you. Listen to it carefully now. From Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, from the New English Translation. Whatever you're doing, work at it with enthusiasm as to the Lord and not for people. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? Well, remain there for 1 moment. What were you aware of in this passage? Did your mind drift? That's fine. Once again, note the drifting and then return back to the centering thought the Holy Spirit gave you for 1 more minute. Listen once again to this passage, but with a wider view, to verse 24 from the New International Version. Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. What did you notice or become more aware of? Well, remain in meditation as you become more aware of your work and motivations. Who do you serve today and why? listen to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective from the contemporary English version. A wife must put her husband first. This is her duty as a follower of the Lord. A husband must love his wife and not abuse her. Children must always obey their parents. This pleases the Lord. Parents, don't be hard on your children. If you are, they might give up. And slaves must always obey your earthly masters. Try to please them at all times, and not just when you think they're watching. Honor the Lord and serve your masters with your whole heart. Do your work willingly, as though you were serving the Lord himself and not just your earthly master. In fact, the Lord Christ is the one you are really serving, and you know that he will reward you. But Christ has no favorites. He will punish evil people just as they deserve. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed. And just imagine for a moment being an artisan, a craftsman, perhaps a skilled carpenter, creating furniture and pieces of art. You may sell some of them, but it's more a passion of the heart than your bank account. You would do it for free if you could. How do you respond to criticism from someone who doesn't like your work? Well, your work really isn't for them, is it? It's for you. It's for your pleasure. Sure, you love the occasional compliment, but the enjoyment comes mostly from knowing you are creating good work. So stay there in your shop for a moment, creating, doing work for your pleasure. As you were present in your imagination, in your carpentry shop, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Who are you working for? We all work for someone, but how would your view of your work change if you focused on your work pleasing the Lord more than others? Your work being an expression of your love for God more than others? Well, with your eyes still closed, see your day with that perspective. Let the reflection be your prayer and your meditation. As you close your time, return to your breathing. Just a whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, it is you that I serve. Let the word serve guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And let me now pray too that you remember that whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. you are serving the Lord Christ. Amen. So today, you have the opportunity to serve. Expect to serve today. Intentionally seek out moments to serve others and do so humbly. Be mindful of moments that you have to work today for His glory, not yours and not someone else's. As you serve others, remember you are serving the Lord. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God in how you serve others today.